Happy New Year. It might not be January 1st, but this is December 1st. It's the first Sunday of Advent, and so the church rejoices as we begin a new church year. And you know something? This Advent, Advent 2019, will be different than any other Advent you have ever experienced in your entire life. Now, for some of us, that might sound like really good news, because Advent can be like New Year's resolutions, where we have the best of intentions to pray more and to do all these different things and, you know, go to the gym or whatever it might be. And then 2 weeks later, how are those working out for us? Usually we're back in the old routine. But I can remember in seminary promising myself that, you know, before the finals hit the due date, all the papers would be done, all the projects would be done, so that I could just relax and enjoy Advent, so that I could focus best. And after 5 years of being in the seminary, I think I went 0-for-5. Every time I made it to the due date and kind of rushing, and then you're not getting Christmas gifts on time, and you know how the story goes. And that's how Advent sometimes goes for us. I'm talking with my mom the other day. At my folks' house, there's a lot to do, a lot of decorations, and we host a lot of different events and such, and all good things. But she goes, "Oh, every year it's just so hard to find the time." And she's retired now, and she goes, "It's even harder now that I'm retired." And we had a little conversation about that, where even to get the 5 minutes, to keep the focus on what Advent means, is hard. Because then before we know it, Christmas morning is there, everybody's at our house, or we're traveling, and where did the last 4 weeks go? What did it all mean? And so, why is it then that this Advent is going to be different than all our other Advents? It's because we're different. Whether we realize it or not, we have all changed in the past year. Maybe this past year was a year of success and full of joys. Maybe it was one of failures, struggle with sin, maybe some suffering. But regardless, whatever has happened in this last year has affected us and formed us, because through all of our experiences, we experience God in the good, the bad, or the ugly. And so it is that we continue on our journeys of holiness, that strive for sainthood, which is our life. But in a sense, we also kind of hit a reset button. We begin anew with this new year. We turn our attention once again this Advent to the three comings of Christ. Might be thinking three. The first one, 2,000 years ago. His last one, which will come sometime in the future. And then his ongoing coming, the one that we experience through his grace, through providence, through the sacraments. It's through that ongoing coming, those ways in which Jesus is constantly making himself present to us, that we can experience something different, something new. It's the way in which we are formed and given a chance for this Advent to be totally unique. Because of our life experiences during this past year, we are now ready to discover new facets of this treasure, new levels of meaning, new depths of God, new joys. God has been preparing us over this past year so that we could now learn new things about him and his plan of salvation. He's been preparing us to experience him in new and powerful ways at this particular moment in history, December 1st, 2019. God's goal for us this Advent season is the goal that he has for us every day of our lives, and that's to deepen our friendship with him. That's why the incarnation happened in the first place. God so desired a friendship with us that he took on human flesh to become one of us, to walk with us, to experience what we experience. And it's that great event, that desire for our friendship, that we prepare for this Advent season. The gospel passage that we just heard is part of a conversation that Jesus had with the disciples after a day of preaching in the temple. And it happened just before his passion. So now think a little bit more towards Easter. He and his disciples left Jerusalem, were making their way back towards the town called Bethpage. And to get there, they had to climb the Mount of Olives, which is where Jesus would begin his journey to the cross. But they stopped at the top of the mountain and rested. And the disciples started asking Jesus some questions. They wanted to know about his predictions of his own death, about his second coming. And so I just want you to imagine that scene for a moment. Sitting on top of the mountain with Jesus, asking questions. We can picture him teaching as they relax in the cool of the evening, looking out over the city of Jerusalem. We can imagine all the rooftops and the domes in the skyline as they looked out. Imagine the crowds of people coming in and out of the city gates, all busy with their daily agendas and worries and busyness. Picture then the sun setting behind all those buildings with just an orange glow in the sky. Now, hear the voice of Jesus. Did he speak slowly, or was he really excited? Did his voice seem sad after being rejected or heavy because he knew that his passion was coming soon? Or was his voice hopeful, knowing that he was about to bring salvation for all people and nourish his church for all ages? What were the 12 thinking? Were they confused, attentive, maybe a bit worried? Perhaps all of the above. But indeed, they were glad to be sitting there with Jesus. Advent is a time when Jesus invites us to climb the mountainside, to sit in quiet, relaxed conversation with him, listening to his words, growing in his friendship. Isaiah tells us in the first reading, "O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." And we sang in the psalm, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." Advent is like a microcosm of our life's journey. Our life is a preparation to be saints among the saints in the halls of heaven, to forever sit with Jesus and to see God face to face. This holy season affords us the opportunity to be all the more intentional about our journey, not only to Christmas morning, but our journey to the house of the Lord. Because of our experiences not only in the past year, but really throughout our whole lives, we are now in a unique place in our life, one that is different from yesterday and will be different from tomorrow. No matter how successful or unsuccessful we've deemed our previous Advents to be, none of that matters right now. This is a new year with new opportunities. God doesn't have some sort of divine scoreboard keeping track of good Advents versus bad Advents. God only has an eye to the future, with a desire to be in close friendship with each and every one of us. And if at some point this Advent season you take even 5 minutes extra on one particular day to pray, it will have been a successful Advent. Because for those 5 minutes, you decided to take a break, to sit down at the top of the mountain, to talk with Jesus, to feel the gentle breeze, and let him enter your life in a new way. Folks, this Advent won't be great because of our own efforts or merely our own desires. It will be great the very moment that we let God into the busyness of our lives, to let him infuse the work that we do. The reality is, there are many things to get done. Getting the house ready, the decorations, making food, cleaning, all important and very good things. Most of the busyness of the holiday season, as we refer to it, are good things. They're not bad. They're necessary. But then it's that age-old question, well, how do I make the time? What do I do? And I'd say get creative. Maybe with every cookie that is baked, you say a prayer for that grandkid that's going to eat that cookie. Or maybe with every side dish that you make, every food item, you think of all those who don't have a Christmas meal to go to. And as you're preparing all the different foods, you can pray for the poor. Or maybe when you get done cleaning one of the bedrooms or one of the rooms in the house, you can pray for the people that will stay there or will enjoy their time there, family, friends, whoever it might be. Or when you get done vacuuming that one bedroom, you can think of all the folks who don't have a bed on Christmas night and can pray for them. And so it is in those moments where all of a sudden the chores and the work that sometimes we dread can become moments of prayer and moments of love for our brothers and sisters. Sometimes the schedule just is too tight to do as much as we'd like. But those moments of prayer are not just a formality or something nice to do to check it off our Advent bucket list. It's powerful and it works. And it's in those ways that we let God infuse our lives and ask him to infuse the lives of others. And so then, after a joyful 4 weeks, may we together come to the manger on Christmas morning with hearts full of joy. And at the end of a long and happy life, may we together go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.